Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. If you have been with us all this week, then you know about the route we are taking through the Bible so that we clearly capture this truth. We love God by our obedience to God. That is, we know we are loving God when we are actively living in obedience to His divine commands. In our core text of Romans 8, verse 28, we read that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God. And the question is, how do we love God? Since God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, and we desire that all things in our lives work together for good, then loving God is supremely important to us, right? I think about this a lot in my life. How does God want to be loved? The testimony of the Bible, God's Word, is that God receives our love when we do as He commands us. We will acknowledge the complexity in this for us, sinners who enjoy sinning, later. But first, I want to lay down where in the Bible this truth comes from the mouth of God to our ears and hearts. Thus far, we have seen it in the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 20, Deuteronomy chapter 7, and Nehemiah chapter 1. God links together loving Him with keeping His commandments. Today, let's turn to Jesus Christ in the New Testament, and especially the Gospel according to John. I will keep bringing us back to Romans 8, but for now we take an excursion, and this will carry into next week here on God Is, so do return on Monday. Of course, not before you enjoy the weekend, which I hope will be restorative and renewing for you. And do take time for rest in Christ and worship of Christ, if you love Christ. John chapter 14 is one of my favorite chapters in all of the Bible, which you already know. And there's a statement Jesus makes in the 15th verse that directly addresses our love for God. What I'm going to do is read the statement and then back up and consult with some other verses in John before ultimately returning back to verse 15. All of this will be to solidify our point. We love God by obedience. This is John chapter 14 and verse 15. Jesus says to His disciples, "If you love Me, you will keep My commandments." Please capture this. John 14 verse 15. "If you love Me, you will keep My commandments." If you belong to Christ, these words are for you. I know these words are for me, and I take them seriously. I want to introduce to you, or to remind you, that Jesus is God's Son. And Jesus comes from heaven to earth, taking on the flesh of man, yet never losing His deity. Jesus is the God-man. And Jesus repeatedly says that He comes from God the Father, and He says what the Father wants Him to say, and He does what the Father wants Him to do. The man Jesus lived in full and complete obedience to God His Father. Therefore, when Jesus says that if you love Him, if you love God, then you will keep His commandments, Jesus is getting this from God the Father. Jesus bears the authority of God. Let's move back a few chapters to John 3. John 3 is famous, of course, for John 3:16, but I want to direct our attention on this Friday to verses 31 through 34a. This is John the Baptist speaking about Jesus, and listen to what he says. John chapter 3, beginning in verse 31. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is from the earth and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. What he has seen and heard, of that he testifies, and no one receives his testimony. He who has received his testimony has set his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. One of the key words here is he. Who is he? Well, he is Jesus. Verse 31, he who comes from above is above all. John the Baptist means that Jesus comes from above heaven, and that makes Jesus above all people. He continues to say, he who comes from heaven is above all. Jesus has a heavenly origin, and this gives Jesus authority over everyone, including John. And then verse 32, I love this. What he has seen and heard, of that he testifies. John the Baptist says that what Jesus has seen and heard in heaven, in his personal experience with God the Father, Jesus then brings down to earth and testifies of this. This is amazing, truly amazing. Jesus comes down from heaven and walks among us and gives us his testimony of what he has seen and heard and experienced up above in heaven. And so whenever Jesus speaks, whenever he gives his testimony, we want to hear it. We highly, highly value the words of our Lord. Now it is sad that John adds, and no one receives his testimony. That is, you and I as Christians yearn to hear our Lord. We accept his testimony as true, but the people around us who reject Christ as Lord, they refuse to receive Christ's testimony. Very tragic. And we must continue to pray for them and to share the gospel as the Holy Spirit gives opportunity, maybe even this weekend. Okay, so what Jesus has seen and heard in heaven up above, he then brings down to people here on earth. Listen again to John's Gospel, chapter 3 and verse 33. He who has received his testimony has set his seal to this, that God is true. Now here the Baptist speaks of those who do receive the testimony of Jesus. We accept that everything Jesus says is true. We even set our seals to it. In ancient times, people would set their seal, often with a signet ring, to something they accepted, to which they gave complete approval. We believe that when Christ speaks, God speaks. And God always tells the truth because God is true. People then and now who receive and accept the testimony of Jesus Christ, we know that whatever Jesus says comes from God and is therefore true. More on that in a moment, but let me finish my short commentary on verse 34. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. Well, this is easy to understand. God has sent Jesus, and Jesus speaks the words of God. All right. Okay. So now go back to John chapter 14 and verse 15 and listen to what Jesus says. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Where did Jesus get this from? What is the origin of this, that we love Jesus? We love God by keeping his commandments. Why, the origin is God the Father. God the Father has given these words to God the Son up in heaven, and then the Son brings it down to us below here on this earth. John 3, verses 31 to the first part, verse 34. And the Lord says that if we love him, we will obey him. Friends, We love God by obedience to God. I am affirming that the words of Jesus are the words of God because I want us to all hear Christ loud and clear in John 14, verse 15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I invite each one of us to accept this and believe this and then to act upon it. With this in mind, let me quote Christ again, this time from John chapter 12, verses 49 and 50. Just at the tail end of chapter 12, here in John's Gospel, Jesus says this, verse 49, "For I did not speak on my own initiative, but the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment as to what to say and what to speak. I know that his commandment is eternal life. Therefore, the things I speak just as the Father has told me." Wow! Right there we have another stunning statement from Jesus. Jesus did not speak on his own initiative. The Father himself sent Jesus. The Father gave Jesus the command as what to say and speak. So the things Jesus says, what he speaks is just as the Father has told him. Quite clearly then, God told Jesus to say, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Now on Monday, we are going to follow Jesus some more as he expands on this connection found all throughout Scripture between loving God and obeying God. But for now, I present to you John chapter 3 and John chapter 12 and John chapter 14. Love God and obey God. I hope you will do so and then join us again on Monday because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.